This hour on The Score is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Parkinson Spiegel Show Flashback. Flashback.
I will definitely be advocating for lose to the Vikings.
Boyle under pressure.
Oh, boy.
And this pass is picked off. Patrick Peterson, 34th interception of his career.
Let's go Texans. Beat those Colts.
LGT.
So a Houston win and a Bears loss, and Chicago would own the first overall draft pick.
Did you happen to watch a Colts game yesterday?
Munger out of the gun. Looks left. Hangs in the pocket. Fires in the end zone. Wide open. A touchdown. Mo Ali Cox. Colts have the lead. Touchdown.
There's a real chance, it's like a 38% chance, that on Monday morning, the Bears are going to have the number one pick in the draft.
Will the balloons return to the studio?
All right. Ron, you got an update on the Houston game?
Yeah, Houston had a fourth down and 20 at the Colts' 28-yard line.
Empty set for Mills. Five wide. Three go right. Flush out of the pocket right side. Now being forced back in. Throws it downfield to the end zone. And it is caught for a touchdown. And that is Jordan Akins.
There's a timeout. I guess the question is whether they're going to go for two and put everything on the line right now.
Put it on the line, Lovie.
Lovie wants to catch an early flight here.
Texans lose this game. They're guaranteed the number one overall pick in the draft. Let's see what they do here on the two-point conversion. Ogunbowale, the back to the left. Mills going to throw it. On the two-point conversion, fires upfield into the end zone, and it's a catch. And Houston now leads at 32-31.
God bless Lovie Smith.
How about that?
I do believe in second chances.
It's not over yet.
If you'll let me finish.
Oh, my God.
The Colts have one more chance. What do the football guys have in store for us here? Final play. Ellinger buys some time. Throws towards the end zone. And it is
knocked away. Yep. The Bears have the number one pick in the 2023 NFL draft.
This is the most beautiful sight these eyes have ever
where
seen.
Where we are right now, you said number one overall pick in half. Is that what you said? Yeah, you said it right? Yeah. How about the number two overall? Could that help? Number three, there's a lot of picks that can help. That's how I look at that.
Just when you think you've seen it all.
The NFL draft is now officially open. The Chicago Bears are on the clock.
That is a very significant play and moment in Bears history that has led us to today, which hopefully will be the moment that sets up the Bears for the next 20 years of their franchise. That was Tanny's Open after week 18 of the 2022 season when the Houston Texans, under the guidance of Lovie Smith, improbably beat the Indianapolis Colts, gifting the Bears the number one overall pick in the Bryce Young draft, which ended up being traded to the Panthers, who then ended up being the worst team in the NFL, which gave the Bears the rights to Caleb Williams. And that is only the beginning of the story.
What an incredible, incredible moment to go back to. I love the thought that you and Tanny had to go back to that. And you hear so many different perspectives in there live on our sister station, WBBM. You heard right there from Tom Thayer and from Ron Gleason and from Jeff Joniak, watching it, processing it with Bears fans in real time. And Lovie Smith with the classic coach speak. What's one? What's two? What's three? In terms
he also
of the draft
knew
pick.
He was getting fired.
So it's fascinating because what's the difference? One turned into the hall from Carolina, including DJ Moore and the pick. And then we watched all season last season as that pick became number one. And here we are with an opportunity to draft what is supposed to be this era's version of Andrew Luck or Joe Burrow or Peyton Manning or any number of clear-cut number one overall theoretical generational talents that certain franchises are lucky enough to get, and the Bears may be lucky enough to have gotten one.
And that word that you just used, lucky. Bears fans are so cynical, earned, deserved, the belief that it's never going to go your way. I want to take people back to some of the specifics of what had to happen there, okay? So that game, okay, the Bears lose. Justin Fields doesn't play to the Vikings. Nathan Peterman, the Bears were tanking the whole year. Fine. You need the Texans to beat the Colts. They're down 7 late. Davis Mills orchestrates a 14-play drive.
Well, when you've got Davis Mills, you figure that is inevitable.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
On that drive, he converts a 4th and 10.
To who? Do you have it?
I don't
Come
have
on,
the
4th.
Hold on. I don't have the 4th and 10, but hold on. In the midst of the 14-play drive, yeah. Converts a 4th and 10.
Yeah.
Then on the touchdown that you hear there.
Yeah, who was it?
With 50 seconds to go. It's a 4th and 20.
God, it's a 4th and 20.
4th and 20. Hold on. The only 4th and 20 or more play converted in the NFL all year. All season. It was the longest 4th down conversion of the year. It was the only drive in the NFL that year that had 2 conversions of 4th and 10 or more.
To Jordan Aikens.
On the same drive. And Jordan Aikens.
Yes.
Also.
Beat you to Jordan Aikens. I did better research.
No, you didn't. Because Jordan Aikens was the guy who caught the 2-point conversion.
Oh my goodness.
From Davis Mills. So he catches the 4th and 20.
Well,
he catches the 2-point conversion.
These are our guys.
They convert a 4th and 10.
Lost on you, the name Jordan and all this?
Good point.
Thank you, Tanny. Thank you very much. Lovie Smith and Jordan.
And Davis for Jody David.
And Davis Mills.
Of course.
Get the Bears the #1 overall pick. And then your general manager.
Mine.
Pulls off. No, you as in Bears fans.
Oh, I see.
Ryan Poles pulls off the modern day Herschel Walker trade. Trades out of the rights to Bryce Young. Gets the 9th overall pick.
Well, how about this? Hold on. How about this, that David Tepper has to overrule, apparently, Frank Reich and everybody else and say, I want Bryce Young, when Thomas Brown, who's now on the Bears coaching staff, and Frank Reich and everybody apparently wanted C.J. Stroud. Panthers had to be that terrible.
Yes, right. And that is at least in some dispute. Peter King says he doesn't believe that. Other people swear
Tanny,
by it.
I think I nailed it, and I win the research battle again. What are your thoughts?
Fair enough. Then – You execute the trade.
Yes.
And you spot the sucker at the table.
Uh-huh.
You trade that pick to Carolina. You get the #9 pick. You end up trading down one spot, picking up a 4th rounder. You get Darnell Wright. He's all rookie. The 2nd round pick becomes Tyreek Stevenson.
Incredible.
One of the best cornerbacks as a rookie in the league. You get the 1st overall pick this year that becomes Caleb Williams. Well, okay, right, everyone knew Carolina was going to be bad. No. They won 7 games the year before, and they lost 4 games that year by 3 points. They win 1.
We thought it was a great nest that Bryce Young was going into, or at least a decent nest.
Yeah, they ended up trading away McCaffrey, trading away DJ Moore. It was a bad situation, obviously, and it got worse. But
I remember many conversations where we did not think their pick was going to be that good.
No, I mean, they had won 7 games the year before, and they had upgraded at coach and upgraded at quarterback. Mm-hmm. So it's like, all right, maybe they're a 6-8 win team.
And that the 4th rounder that you have made it a little easier for you to trade. I believe it was your own 4th rounder that you traded for Keenan Allen.
Correct.
As well.
So, and you still have the Panthers' 2nd round pick next year.
Amazing.
So a 4th and 10, a 4th and 20, Lovie Smith, Davis Mills, Jordan Aikens, the Carolina Panthers being bad, the Carolina Panthers being so bad in 1-score games that they lose them all, you executing that trade this year to this moment to get this quarterback in this draft. It is an unbelievable set of circumstances that has led the Bears to be on the precipice of drafting Caleb Williams.
That's very good stuff. And so not just Lovie Smith to thank, but all of those people, all of those situations. All of that happenstance and good fortune, which Bears fans are not used to claiming and feeling.
And so when people say,
It's the Bears. Well, I think Kyle Long spoke eloquently to it in another piece that Tanny had put out there yesterday from a few weeks ago with us, when he talked about, like, there is this sense of kinship about, well, you know, our Bears, they never get it right. And a lot of towns, a lot of fandoms do have that. And for the Bears, we unfortunately have that about the most important position in all of team sports.
Correct.
And we have come by that honestly. And even in recent years, watching and living with Cutler for as long as we did, watching the drafting, the growth, and the failure of Mitch, the drafting, the growth, and the decision to move on from Justin, and at least that falling short of what of what they thought it could be. So it is earned cynicism and pessimism, which are not both necessarily the same thing. But this is a moment where the optimism should at least be on the table for you, because look at how we even got here.
It's an amazing thing that we're in this situation as a collective city and fan base. It really is remarkable, because you didn't get the number one pick from Carolina being bad in a year where Eric Fisher is the number one pick in the draft, or even when Myles Garrett is the number one pick. And Myles Garrett is great, and you'd be feeling lucky.
Or Bryce Young.
Yeah. Or,
now you did possibly have C.J. Stroud, but you were not alone in not thinking C.J. Stroud was going to be this.
C.J. Stroud is obviously a guy that you'd love to have be the Bears quarterback, but at the time of the draft, it was a debate.
C.J. Stroud it has broken the testing conversation, because the test that he failed.
The S2 test.
The S2 test that he failed is supposed to be the thing that tells you whether somebody's going to panic, and he did not do well on that and then was brilliant.
Right. But even so, like that component of it, is there's a certain amount of like luck that goes into it. Oh, there was a debate on the two quarterbacks. Some teams like Stroud, some teams like Bryce Young. This is
A no-brainer.
And it's been a no-brainer since the minute the Bears got the number one pick in week 17. It's been a no-brainer for that. I know not, and I'm not even trying to restart that whole debate.
Oh, no.
But I mean, in league circles,
yes,
it has been a no-brainer since the moment they lost that game in week 17 and locked up the number one pick.
Well, you know, it's been interesting because Kaylin Kaler was on the station earlier today, and she had a thread yesterday on Twitter about how unique it was that in this process, Caleb Williams made one visit and that the Bears brought in one quarterback. That even though it seems like the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind to a lot of people, this is unprecedented in NFL draft history. Even just going back to last year or whenever, and even going back to the last time we had a presumptive number one, it was Burrow. So there are...
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor. Sorry, so Trevor did make a few more visits
as well. Trevor Lawrence.
So both Trevor and Burrow made multiple visits, and both of those teams brought in multiple quarterbacks. The Bears did not. But they did look around. They dug into the personal, and they found teammates that loved him. They found a support system that has his back. They found a guy who loves football and works his ass off to be great at it. And as we have learned, and we'll learn more, this is a very intelligent, polished, smart, confident young person. This is a different person than Justin Fields. It's a different person than Mitch Trubisky. It's a different person than Jay Cutler. It's a different person than we've probably ever had here in terms of someone who has been great, truly great at the college level. In his down year, the offense was incredible. In the down year for USC, it was still great. And what's the touchdown to interception ratio?
In the red zone, 46-1.
46-1.
Yeah.
And so you've got a guy who has been truly great and knows it and wants to be even better, wants to be one of the greatest of all time, and believes he can be there. And there's stuff on tape and there's stuff in the meeting rooms that makes others and people who know way more than all of us believe that he can be.
So I hope people are willing to, you've been burned before. You've been burned by the second pick in the draft in the year where there was Mahomes. You were burned when you fell for Justin Fields. What are you giggling at?
A texter says, guys, thanks for explaining why God wants a new stadium on the lakefront.
Yeah. Honestly, like I said yesterday.
So God's like, look at all this that happened. It's perfect timing for the Bears and their fans. That's why. So God's a quarterback. It makes all the sense in the world now.
It makes perfect sense. That's what I said. If they would have gotten up there and had a pastor lead a prayer thanking God for the Bears getting the opportunity to draft Caleb Williams, I'd be like, kind of offensive, but I get it. Uh-huh. But a building and public taxpayer dollars? No. That's why there should be a statue of Lovie Smith.
Yeah, well, but clearly David Mills and Jordan Akins? I thought it was Akins. Either way.
It doesn't matter.
It does. It really doesn't. But
the
they should
the point
be,
is that it's a guy like that.
Yes. Like, you know how the Harry Carey statue looks like it has, like, the denizens of hell around his legs that are climbing up out of it? We need Davis Mills and Jordan Akins and, you know, David Tepper and, like, everybody else who played a role in this thing. They all need to be down there at the feet of Lovie Smith.
A 4th and 10 and a 4th and 20 on the same drive, and then a 2-point conversion by Davis Mills is what got the Bears the number one pick, that then set another 100 things in motion that had to break their way for them to have the rights for us to be here in Detroit.
Oh, my God. It's so amazing.
That is so ridiculous.
Yeah, you know,
that is so ridiculous. Because if it wasn't – if Carolina wins one of those 3-point losses and the Bears end up with the 2nd pick in the draft, right, we are doing a – we are in the situation of, like, is it Jaden Daniels? Is it Drake May?
Right.
Is it J.J. McCarthy?
Dude.
Here's the thing I know about those three guys.
Uh-huh.
At least one of them is going to be a bust, and that would have probably been the one the Bears drafted.
Well, I mean, we've seen it.
This guy's not going to be a bust.
We have seen that. We have seen, a Bears brass choose the wrong guy and decide on the wrong guy. This one, there was really no decision to make. It's amazing. It's sitting next to folks broadcasting from Washington, talking to folks broadcasting from Boston here on Odyssey's little mini radio row in Detroit, which is absolutely awesome over here, by the way. It's a great idea by our corporate overlords, Odyssey, and we hope that these kind of things happen at multiple events because we're all here together getting a chance to talk. The New England guys are like, yeah, probably Drake May. I don't know. I hope it's good, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Washington guys are like, well, yeah, I mean, it should be Jaden Daniels.
But we're debating.
We're debating.
And we don't really
They're
know.
They're debating still.
Yeah.
And while it maybe has made for a more challenging polls position at times, because
we
there
nailed
is,
it.
I feel good about it. But there has been no such decision. And I reminded myself today of some of just, you know, stripping away the noise and then the analysis of the noise and the analysis of the analysis of the noise and just watching that dude play football some more today. Oh, boy.
Dude, I watch highlights of him literally every day.
Danny, I watch so
I watch a highlight. Like, my algorithm has figured it out. I like Sydney Sweeney and Caleb Williams. Like, my algorithm knows what I like.
Just in case there's anyone still out there who's doubting or, like, hasn't watched enough or a ton or maybe or whatever, saw some bad, you're going to love the way the dude this plays quarterback. The way that this dude plays it. Like, you are going to love it. He moves beautifully in the pocket, outside the pocket. His eyes are always downfield looking to make a play. His torso is in position to make a good throw at all times. You know how Steph Curry doesn't need his whole body pointed to the basket to make a three?
Yeah.
He just has mastered the art of having his torso and his arms in the right way. Watch this dude run and get ready to throw the football, and then he does with a split second, the quickest release you've seen of somebody on the move ever as a Bears quarterback from any platform, any body position with accuracy and confidence. It is incredible to watch, and we're going to get to see that. And the first few times you see that, you're going to be like, oh, I get it now.
Well,
I get it. He loves Aaron Rodgers, and he plays like Aaron Rodgers.
That's what I was going to say.
Doesn't he?
He literally has mimicked his game after Aaron Rodgers. The only thing that Bears fans might not like about him is that I think it's minus money tonight that he'll get asked that question as a Bear, and he won't shy away from it because he doesn't shy away from who he is.
Amen.
He'll say his favorite player is Aaron Rodgers. He modeled his game after him. He wants to win more Super Bowls than Brady.
Yeah.
He watches video of Mahomes and tries to incorporate it into his game. But when all those years of Aaron Rodgers owning the Bears and us talking about, God, he's so damn good, I almost kind of have to respect it, but I hate him. That's what this is going to be.
Yeah, you'll see it. You'll see it in the way that he bounces on his feet. You'll see it in even the way that now he holds the ball, because Rodgers changed where he holds the ball through the years, and Caleb has changed as he's done it. So he's not going to be Aaron Rodgers off the field, and he's not going to be a Packer. But if he plays like Aaron Rodgers and thinks the game like Aaron Rodgers, sign me the F up. As a starting point, it's like Kobe watching Jordan, and then Kobe becomes himself over his own career. We're going to get to watch this kid hopefully become himself.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's finally here. It's finally here. The Bears are finally going to have a franchise quarterback, and he's going to be here for 15 years.
Shut up already.
What do you mean?
You scare me. It's too much. You're zooming out too far.
You just did Aaron Rodgers, Michael Jordan, and Eagle 15
years. I said if, but I'm saying if, and I'm saying hoping. You're like speaking with an arrogance and a confidence.
Coward.
You're putting it out there.
That's cowardly wish you. Wait. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
What?
Caleb Williams says the goal is 8 Super Bowls.
Yeah, good for him.
I'm going to jinx it by saying that I think he's going to be here 15 years.
You don't have the power that Caleb Williams has over his life.
Maybe Caleb Williams doesn't have the power that I have.
No,
if you believe that I could actually mush him.
You are prognosticating his life and saying with assurance that his life is going to be what it is. And
here's
it freaks all of us
here's
out.
Here's what I'm saying. He's not going to win more Super Bowls than Tom Brady, but he's going to win more Super Bowls than I've ever seen the Bears win in my lifetime. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, start low. Start low.
I think he's going to win more than 0, fewer than 7.
Uh-huh.
As the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. Anyone got a problem with that?
What if we include the day that you were conceived
by
your parents?
One. He'd be tied.
If we're including that day, if we're going back that far, which I think is only fair and sensible, scientifically.
Then I'll take the over. I'll take Caleb Williams. Minus one Super Bowls won as Bears quarterback than I have technically already been a part of in my life.
For anybody who might not know, it was a hell of a halftime show at Danny's Bears house that day.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring it up, Danny. I wasn't going to bring it up.
You know, Spiegs, on today of all days.
I know. But it's all connected. Tanny, maybe this is why our boy has the absurd assurance he does when he gets this excited. It's one thing to get excited. It's one thing to mush our next 15 years. As a collective,
this is unmushable. It's unmushable.
Wow,
dude, the situation—he's too talented, and the situation is too good.
The unmushable Caleb Williams.
It is
coming soon to CBS Tuesday nights.
It is unmushable. He might underperform to his expectations, but
that
this guy
Williams.
but this guy Williams is
guy
not
Williams.
This guy Williams is not gonna bust. Bust is off the table.
Oh,
it is.
No, what did we do?
Dude, it's off the table.
Oh, no. No.
Triffin, save us.
I'm not afraid of that. There has never been a quarterback as talented as him in my lifetime that has busted. And there's never been a quarterback as good as him in my lifetime walking into this situation.
Oh,
you put those two things together, his floor is Dak Prescott or Russell Wilson.
Well,
that is his floor.
Can I take us back to the moment? And the moment tells us this. It's also been reported. Is this Diana Rossini reported it, Tanny? That Caleb has been working on Shane Waldron-specific route tree stuff.
Yes.
So this is how far along he is.
That was Kalen Kaler earlier today.
Oh, Kalen Kaler. Thank you. Kalen Kaler earlier reported it. That's excellent. Caleb's been working on Shane Waldron-specific route tree stuff. The install of the offense has begun. Tell you what, this morning.
It's practically his second year in the league already with how long he's been a Bear.
This morning, when Mike Mulligan asked Kevin Warren in studio, which was a great listen, today, and then they had the Arlington Knights mayor. Incredible radio.
Hold on.
When Mike Mulligan asked Kevin Warren, have you guys already signed Caleb Williams? All it got was like a friendly chuckle. It was not an absurd question.
No, it was not at all absurd
that they might have already signed the number one draft pick.
Other than Caleb doesn't have an agent, and there's definitely going to be something with that that is going to be a news story for a little while.
It was only like a 35% absurd question.
Yeah.
No.
Those guys
you know what I mean? But
those guys did a killer job this morning.
Job.
I just have literally – I mean, you know I think it's joyless on a random Tuesday.
Yes.
That's why
you were praying for God this morning that we didn't talk about it.
Less than 0% interest in talking about taxpayer dollars for a domed stadium that won't be built for a minimum of 5 years on Caleb Williams Day.
Texter says it's as if Danny is trying to create the mush audio for Tanny's Open 5 years from now.
No, it's not. It's going to be fine.
Playing the long game.
Why Detroit is special for this occasion? That can be played at any moment. The case to trade up, the case to trade down. We are off and running for about 4+, probably about 5.5 hours. Who knows? Until the Bears make that second pick. It's Parkinson Spiegel, our draft special, live from Detroit on The Score.